A Charlotte study that came out last year identified access to quality pre-kindergarten education as a key factor in making sure children who are born into poverty have a chance to rise out of it. North Carolina has a well-respected pre-kindergarten program that's free for low-income families, and CMS offers its own program. But they don't nearly meet the need, so some local organizations are trying to fill in the gap. They're working to make early childhood education affordable for low-income families in an effort to break the poverty cycle. WFAE's Jessa O'Connor has more.
Hi. 24-year-old Sade Joseph has a lot on her plate. She works full-time as a cook at Chipotle and is pursuing her dream of owning a catering company. She's also a young mother of a 2-year-old girl named Fola Sade.
My name, Sade, means wearer of the crown, and Fola Sade means crowned with honor and wealth.
Joseph's partner, Fola's father, goes to school full-time at Johnson C. Smith University. He's studying criminology. When the time came to find childcare for Fola so Joseph could go back to work, she says she got lucky. Just a few blocks from her apartment, the new Howard Levine Child Development Center was being built.
Once I saw it, I told my daughter, you're going to go there. You're going to go there. It's right up the street. I live, like, literally right there.
The Howard Levine Child Development Center, which started enrolling students in February, offers classes for infants to children age 5. It's run by the YMCA in partnership with the Renaissance West Community Initiative, a housing development that offers a range of services to low-income families that live there, including workforce development programs, educational opportunities, and subsidized housing. Mac McDonald is the CEO of Renaissance West.
When we talk about cradle to career education, this is, I call, the tip of the spear or one of the most important components.
Director Nikki Hildebrand says the development center's mission is twofold: to provide safe, high-quality care for children and to ensure school readiness.
Want to play with?
To make sure that our children that are leaving us at the end of their pre-K year, that they are school ready.
See, the blue looks like the ocean.
The teachers use lesson plans from Creative Curriculum, a research-based curriculum that incorporates learning and play for preschool-aged children. Research shows that children involved in an early education program are less likely to be involved in a violent crime by the age of 18. And for every dollar invested in early childhood education, there's a 13% return on investment. In this program, the goal is mainly to serve residents from the Renaissance West community. The tuition for the program is $16,000. Hildebrand says she knows that's expensive, so the center offers options to bring that cost down, including scholarships, work incentives for the parents, and vouchers. 2-year-old Fola and her mother, Joseph, live at Renaissance West, so she qualifies for a scholarship.
My portion is less than $300.
That's $300 a month. Joseph says she sees the benefits.
She's not even 2 yet, and she has all these advanced skills. The Child Development Center is a huge impact on her.
The Howard Levine Child Development Center is not the only organization offering a quality education for low-income children in Charlotte. The Bethlehem Center, which runs educational programs from birth to high school graduation, offers the Head Start program, which began in the 1960s and is federally funded. They have 9 locations around Charlotte and serve 625 students, ages 6 weeks to 5 years old. The program is free of charge and only accepts students from low-income households. Jared Keaton is Bethlehem's chief operating officer. He says the teachers at the Bethlehem Center also use creative curriculum, but mix it with what he calls student choice.
It looks like what I describe as organized chaos because of the student choice, but our educators are skilled at being able to extend the choices that the children make in center time.
Don't start running until I say go. Stay in your lane. Ready?
In a Bethlehem classroom, a teacher created a treadmill for his students out of a cardboard box.
Go! Faster.
At the preschool age, we're developing the early skills that students will need to be successful in kindergarten and beyond. And so early childhood, the first 2,000 days, as we refer to it, are very important.
Dr. Colleen Whittingham agrees. She's a professor of reading and elementary education at UNC Charlotte.
So the brain is growing, and the brain at a very early age is influenced by external factors in ways that it's not as much as you grow older.
Meaning that positive experiences like a quality early education or the influence of a good teacher can shape the brain in a way that starts the child down a path of success. But adverse experiences like instability at home, exposure to violence, or poverty can set the stage for a downward trajectory. That's why early development is key in upward mobility, but Whittingham says it's not an isolated factor. She says to serve the whole child, a good early education program also has to serve the parent. She recommends resources like an on-site food pantry or workforce development programs for parents. Both the Howard Levine Child Development Center and the Bethlehem Center take this multi-generational approach, focusing on the parent as well as the child, and partner with other Charlotte organizations to do so. For WFAE News, I'm Jessa O'Connor.